This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Targeted quarantines have been part of Colorado's plan to keep students in classrooms since August, but that system broke down when cases began rising again in early November. ChalkBeat's Erica Meltzer.
School districts lost the ability to do that targeted contact identification, and they were back to having to send much larger numbers of people home. And at the same time, they were doing it more frequently. All these operational and logistical challenges really reached a crisis point for school districts. It's a major reason that superintendents are saying that they have had to move their districts to remote learning.
That's ChalkBeat's Erica Meltzer. Colorado hospitals are warning about the possibility of serious staff shortages as COVID-19 cases rise. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Banner Health operates a system with hospitals in several states, including Colorado. Dr. Marjorie Bessel is its chief clinical officer. She says the system expects to be at 125% of normal capacity by early December. To prepare, they're recruiting and adding staff. And she says, as a last resort, they may allow providers who have tested positive but are asymptomatic to work.
That would certainly be something that we would try to avoid, but something that may have to come into play if the numbers continue to increase.
Banner operates several Colorado facilities, including in Fort Collins, Greeley, and Loveland. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Dozens of new legal claims against the Denver Police Department allege excessive force and wrongful arrests by officers during protests against racism and police brutality this summer. The city attorney will now review the more than 50 claims. This is CPR News.